Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, September 16th. A bill expanding absentee voting to all registered voters in South Carolina ahead of the November general election is now law. Governor McMaster signed the legislation into law this afternoon. The changes only apply to the upcoming election. Sally degraded into a tropical storm this afternoon as it slowly moved inland over Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. The flooding threat remains for much of the southeast as Sally continues to track northeast. Meteorologist Dr. Athena Mason says Sally is still likely to impact the state towards the end of the work week and bring some heavy rainfall and gusty winds.
The first of the rain bands from Sally may arrive over the state late Wednesday evening, but the bulk of the rain is likely to arrive on Thursday. Flash flooding is becoming increasingly probable, particularly over the upstate, but it may occur in other parts of the state as well.
Dr. Mason says more than 5 inches of rain may occur with Sally and encourages South Carolinians to monitor forecasts over the coming day or two. Three other named storms, Teddy, Paulette, and Vicky, continue to move over the Atlantic Ocean, but they do not pose an immediate threat to our area. In other news, state public health officials today announced 490 new cases of novel coronavirus and a positive rate of 13.5%. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control also reported 28 additional deaths, putting the statewide total at 2,968. DHEC has confirmed more than 131,000 cases of coronavirus for the 1 million tests it's conducted in the state. Former students of the now-defunct for-profit school ITT Tech will soon see debt relief for any outstanding student loans. The state attorney general's office announced today South Carolina secured a little more than $8.5 million in debt relief for about 1,000 former ITT Tech students across the state. It's just a slice of the $330 million settlement reached between 48 states and the school. The AG's office says students affected by the settlement will be notified by mail about the canceled debt. In other news, state social workers have contacted all but 60 students who teachers lost contact with when schools went virtual during the spring. The Post and Courier reports after schools closed in March, an estimated 40,000 students had little to no contact with their teachers for the rest of the school year. Reasons parents and guardians gave for ending communications included a lack of computer or internet service, struggles with helping children with difficult material, and no transportation to pick up or drop off packets. The South Carolina Ports Authority has been awarded a $21 million grant that will pave the way for Walmart to set up an important distribution center in Dorchester County. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
The federal grant will help build infrastructure for the port-owned Ridgeville Commerce Park, where Walmart is expected to break ground this spring on a $220 million distribution center. The new center is expected to create 1,000 full-time local jobs and will be the first tenant of the Commerce Center. Part of the money will be used to widen Highway 27, providing better access to the site and I-26. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
And in a bit of economic news, an automotive supplier in the PD plans to expand operations. Aftermarket automotive supplier DMA Holdings today announced a nearly $4 million capital investment in a second manufacturing and distribution center in Marion County. The company says the investment will create 25 new jobs and enable it to keep up with growing demand. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.